you know, if we're going to live Christianly in a world that changes constantly, we've got to be turning to Him.
That's right.
And that is exactly what we're going to talk with Mark Eckel about, that, living Christianly in an ever-changing world.
That is right.
Oh, my goodness. Every time you turn around, just it's hard to keep up sometimes.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark Eckel, by the way, is president of the Comenius Institute. And I know you've heard him many times on Moody Radio and love having Mark on because, as I always say, he makes me think. Mark, good morning.
Good morning to both of you. Thanks for having me on again today.
We're glad to have you here. Let's just jump right in with this because we do live in a culture where information is exploding. It's hard to keep up with what happened even just yesterday. So how should we think about a world that is constantly changing?
Sure. This is a powerful issue, I think. I was just listening to a podcast from a businesswoman just recently who had been quite successful over the past 20 years in her business, but she was concerned, and she said, and I'm pretty much quoting her, hard work is not the way that business people get ahead now. And then she said they get ahead by accumulating more and more information because, and I quote, everything is changing all the time. And she's right. We live in an age where data is exploding, and I'm not talking about every year, every month, every week, or even every day, but every second.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, how does that impact us? Here's just one example. Recent polling tells us that fully one-third of all American workers now, in our present day, 2018, work as contract 1099 or entrepreneurial workers. Fewer and fewer jobs are 8 to 5. You retire after 40 years with a pension. I know this because I'm one of them. For the Christian, we do not live second-to-second knowledge, however. We live life based on a God who does not change. Mm-hmm. Principles in His Word remain the same. Purpose, reason, and meaning for life is grounded in one who is from everlasting to everlasting. The world may have gone digital, but relationship still tops everyone's desire. Living in community as God created us to be.
Well, when you think about that, that is so true. Moment to moment, things do change. And yes, we have an overwhelming amount of information that gets flooded to us every day, Mark. I mean, you could pick up your phone and have it just sit down for 3 minutes and then pick it up again. And the stories are going to be changing all day long. So the constant that we serve, God is never, he doesn't change.
Mm-mm.
He is the same today as he was yesterday and will be tomorrow. And this brings us back to the creation account. So why is the creation account of Jesus, in Genesis, so important to the response to change?
Yeah, this is an important issue as well. When I think about the God who doesn't change, I think about how God created his world. So in Genesis 1:1-2:3, it teaches us so much about God and how he designed his world. So skill, beauty, function, and worth are just some of the many ideas that are literally embedded in scripture there. But here's the one that we all base our lives on, and that's order. We cannot live without order. I was just back and forth to Minnesota this week on a plane. Every time I travel to another place at 30,000 feet, I think about how much order goes into my travel. From ticket purchase to seat assignment to pilots in the cockpit. But when it comes to change, there are certain things in this world that can't change because God designed his world to work in a certain way. So laws of physics, chemistry, biology, weather, the storms that are passing through Indiana right now from yesterday to today are based on meteorological events whose function is based on creational law. So no matter how much things change, other things remain the same. The
mm-hmm.
God who is unchangeable, immutable, is the God who designed creation to operate in an orderly fashion.
Mm.
Well, Mark, give us some examples then of recent changes that are impacting us now and things that are going to impact us into the future, things we really need to be aware of as Christians.
Yes. Artificial intelligence is one that comes immediately to mind. I was actually teaching students about AI in the 1990s, and some of the ideas we were discussing then are the same ideas being put forward today. The biblical discussion I was having with students then is the same one we have now. That is, how will we treat humans? That basic concern is the same for all time, the worth of human beings. So we can have artificial intelligence, but we still have human intelligence. That's really the issue for us. Communication is another example. We are capable of interacting with people and navigating across the world in ways unthought of even 10 years ago. So here's a list of things we now take for granted that didn't exist about 10 years ago. GPS, which is navigation systems, map apps, and so on. Social media platforms were unheard of. iPads, iPhones, touch screens, even YouTube. But here's the thing for Christians. We need to remind people that the basics of life have not changed. Parenting principles, educational ideas, business ethics. There are baseline beliefs for so many areas that have not, nor will they change. We live in a world designed by God. We may send a spacecraft to investigate the sun, as NASA did recently, but it's the same sun that God designed to give light and heat to our planet.
You know, artificial intelligence, by the way, because I keep seeing things popping up about it, it's really, I mean, when you use it to apply to things in the classroom, computers, et cetera, that's one thing. But they are taking it so many steps beyond where it should go. And some of the AI inventions we're seeing that so remarkably resemble human beings are just absolutely terrifying to me. I cannot believe where we're going with these things.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very dangerous stuff. But how should we prepare for the future changes then, Mark?
Well, sometimes I think, frankly, we become too obsessed with the future. I realize that God's word says quite a bit anticipating what will come, and not only when Jesus returns, but after our own death. So while I anticipate what God will do in the future, he's given me a present to take care of. So follow the principles set forth in letters like those to Thessalonians, for instance. Paul was concerned that the people of Thessalonica were so obsessed by the future that they weren't taking care of their work lives in the present. That passage in 2 Thessalonians 3 is where Paul said, if you don't work, you don't eat. I believe, frankly, we need to hear more preaching and teaching about wisdom books like Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, teaching people that there's an order to life that God established, not just in how the earth was created, but also how we should live on the earth. So basic principles of relationships, work, how to deal with suffering, care of our God-given possessions, on and on and on. These are things for which folks have to live day in and day out. But be assured that the God who created and designed his world to work in a certain way has given us designed principles that will help us live daily life. So we serve the personal, eternal creator of the universe. Changes may come and go, but God remains the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
And we had better know what he is about and be in his word if we're going to deal with this world. Hey, Mark, thanks for joining us. I want to point everybody to your website, warpandwoof.org, and let you know, too, if you'd like more information about Mark and the Comenius Institute, you can click on the resources tab on our website, stevemkellyandsteve.org. You'll find it. It'll be all right. Hey, Mark, thanks for joining us. You have a great weekend.
Blessings on yours as well.